Thank you for tuning in to TKD Global Radio and Broadcast. I'm Jarrell Coleman. Yes, that was my 11-year-old son in the studio with his mother. Glory to God. And we are in here tonight giving God all the praise. There is a word. Oh, my God. There is a word from Prophet Brian Kahn that is going to get you, amen, and set you into another dimension. I am so excited on tonight. Let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us draw near to you with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Oh God, have an all heart sprinkled from all evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let your word dwell in us richly. Fill us with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, my God, that we may live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you, fully pleasing you, my God, and being fruitful and having good work, and by being renewed in the spirit of our minds, that we put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with and forgiving one another, that we dwell together in unity of faith. My God, recognizing those who labor among us. Oh, God, esteeming them, oh, God, esteeming them. Let me say it again, esteeming them highly in love for their work's sake. I pray, God, that we all speak the same thing with no division among us, standing fast in one spirit, striving together for the faith. Oh, God, that we're not carried away about with every various and strange doctrines, that we study rightly dividing the word of truth, that we're not murmurers, oh, God, complainers, walking after our own lusts, oh, God, according to Jude 1:16, but are rich in good works, ready to give and willing to share, according to 1 Timothy 6:18. I pray that the whole body be knit together, oh, God, and that every part does its share, causing growth to the body. I'm going to say that again. According to Ephesians 4:16, and that every part does its share, causing growth to the body. And as each one, God, has received the gift, let him minister it, looking out for the interests of others. Let us all verbally love one another with a pure heart so that we do not lose the things we have worked for, according to 2 John 1:8. Let us become serious and watchful in our prayers, redeeming the time for the days are evil, according to Ephesians 5:16. Running with endurance, oh my God, I am running for you in this hour. The race that is set before you, setting our minds on things above, hey, and not on things on the earth, according to Colossians 3:2. But pressing, oh my God, I say pressing towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God, putting on the whole armor of God, that we may stand against the devil, that we will speak forth your word with a boldness, and that we stretch forth our hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done in the name of your son Jesus, according to Acts 4:30. God, have your way on TKD Global Radio and Broadcast, because we are going to glorify you tonight. You know who it is. It's your big sis, TKD, amen, the kingdom big sis, and my beloved prince, my son, Almighty Jarrell Coleman. Ah, we going in about 2 minutes. Hey! Come on, y'all. Get the dance on. Somebody ought to give God praise. sound tonight. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. God, let it be all of you and none of us, oh God. Lord, move how you want to move. Do what you want to do, oh God. God, touch them, God, from the East Coast to the West Coast, God. God, in Australia, in Africa, oh God. Lord, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for all you're going to do on tonight in the name of Jesus, God. Touch them, oh God. Lord, we want you just to move how you want to move. Do what you want to do, oh God. All around the globe on tonight, oh Father God. In Algeria, oh God. Father God, in Libya, oh God. Do what you want to do, God, in Russia, oh God. In Europe, oh God. Wherever they may be, in Australia, oh God. Move how you want to move, oh God. Lord, we give you all the power, the honor, and the praise. Do what you want to do. Oh God, I am expecting a testimony after this. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, my God. I'm excited. Thank you all for tuning in. The line's already packed. Glory to God. Because this brother that we have on tonight, he is truly, I mean truly, he don't care about criticism. Oh, I love this. He don't care about the naysayers, the murmurs, and all that kind of stuff. He is truly a man of God and a prophet of the Most High God. You know, I always say, you know, Prophet Todd Hall and Prophet Brian Karn, they are just my brothers, just from another mother. And I'm telling you, if you tune in tonight, you are about to be blessed. Don't just sit and go, oh, that was a good sermon, that was good. No, no, get your pen, get your notebook, because you are about to go in with this man of God. I'm telling you, God's doing great things in his life. Every time I listen to him, he blesses me over and over and over. He don't do anything for show. Glory to God. He's definitely not a cookie cutter. So join me as we about to go in, my God, with Prophet Brian Karn. Let's go.
And if your praise is real, it's going to rub off on the person next to you. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds to praise God right now.
I'm a free
preach tonight. I said the difference of seasons in your life is always connected to a person. What do you mean? Whenever God changes your season, he changes your company. Whenever God's getting ready to take you into a new place, he changed the people you've been hanging with because they can't handle what God's getting ready to take you. Slap your neighbor. Tell him, I'm going somewhere. Are y'all still with me? The difference of seasons in my life is connected to a person. So if I don't treat people right, God cannot trust me with a new season. Some of you have missed your season because you mishandled the person that God sent to be a blessing to you because you were so concerned about how they look that you missed your blessing. Talk to me in here. All right, let me say, Lord, teach me how to recognize a new season. Stay with me now. The difference of seasons in your life is connected to a person. Yeah. Whenever God is getting ready to do something in my life, how do I know? I meet somebody I didn't know before. Whenever God's getting ready to take me into another place, he adds somebody into my space that I didn't pick on my own. Y'all with me now? So whenever God's getting ready to bless me, he adds somebody to my life. So you folks, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. I just need God. Well, baby, you're on your way to hell. Because God uses people. Are y'all still with me? David was anointed to be king. Wasn't he anointed? Talk to me in here. David was anointed to be king. But David did not know how to act in the king's house. Because he'd never been a king before. David was in the back taking care of sheep. When it came to taking care of sheep, he was the number one shepherd. But when it came to being a king, he didn't know how to do it. So God connected him to a boy named Jonathan. Why Jonathan? Jonathan ain't the king, but he's the son of a king. So he knows how to act in the king's house. Y'all ain't talking to me. See, some of y'all are anointed, but you don't have the etiquette for your next season. Some of you got the gift, but you don't know how to act when you get there. So God's going to put you around somebody to teach you how to act when you get in your next season so you don't spoil your next season with your nasty attitude. Y'all ain't talking back to me in here. I told y'all I came to preach tonight. Are y'all still with me? The difference of seasons is connected to what? A person. Get that in your spirit. The difference of seasons is connected to a what? Come on, to a what? So the person that's next to you that you don't know, be careful how you handle them. Hebrews 13 say, be careful how you entertain strangers. For many have entertained angels unaware. Now, that don't mean a man on the side of the road drinking beer. Yeah, be careful how I treat him. But listen, ain't no angel getting drunk. Ain't no angel on the side of the road getting high. There ain't no angel. Amen. Be careful how you entertain strangers. Because many have entertained angels unaware. So when you think of angels, you think of When you think of angels, you're thinking of somebody with wings. But all angel means is messenger. So many of you have missed your message because you mishandled the person. There was a message in that person to change your life, but you looked at the way they looked and missed your... I don't get what I'm saying here. Slap your neighbor and say, teach me how to treat people. The difference of seasons is connected to what? Come on, y'all, your memory bad. Connect to what? Whenever God's getting ready to bless me, he adds a person to my life. He puts somebody in my space. When I meet somebody I don't know, feel like we've been knowing each other for years, God's going to bless me. I don't know what he's up to, but there's something getting ready to happen. He added somebody into my life to give me what I can't give myself. Y'all got to talk back to me in here. I need you to get this now. Hey, 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 hey. I need you to get this now. You got to stop thinking that you got all the answers. You got to stop thinking that everything you need is in God. It is in God, but God's going to use somebody to be a blessing to your life. And some of you in here could have been further along by now had you treated the relationships in your life that God had assigned to be a blessing. Everybody ain't supposed to be in your life forever. Some people are in your life only for a season. But if I don't treat them right in the season, God ain't gonna trust me with nobody for a lifetime. I wanna help you now. Need to get this now. And all you're getting, get what? So the difference of seasons connects to a person. Whenever God's getting ready to bless you, he adds somebody. You believe that? You believe that? Whenever God is trying to protect you, he subtracts somebody. Or y'all miss that. Because some of y'all sitting up here crying because somebody got subtracted out of your life. But God said, I subtracted them because I saw they was trying to hurt you. Oh, you don't hear me. And God said, before I let them hurt you, y'all better talk back to me in here. I need you to shake three people and say, thank God for every subtraction. I thank God for everybody that God got out of my life that I didn't have enough sense to get rid of by myself. Have anybody had any subtractions in your life? Slap your neighbor and say, thank God for every subtraction. You better be glad God got rid of folk that you didn't have enough sense to get rid of by yourself. The truth of the matter is, it wouldn't have ended so bad had you let them go when God told you to let them go. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me. But because you didn't do it like God told you to do it, they hurt you, they abused you, they mishandled you, you going through hell, you ain't have to go through had you let them go when God say let them go. Slap your neighbor, say, neighbor, let it go. Y'all act like y'all scared to talk to your neighbor. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, let it go. I don't care how pretty she is. I don't care how good he looks. I don't care how wonderful it is. If God tells you to let it go, you need to have enough sense to let go of what God's telling you to let go. Let me tell you what God does. It was never God's will for the children of Israel to have a king, but God gave them Saul because sometimes God will give you what you want to teach you to wait on what you need. Y'all ain't talking back to me in here. He gave them a king. They had Saul, but guess what? They had Saul, but they went through hell they wouldn't have had to go through had they waited on God. I'd rather be alone and happy than to be married and miserable. Slap your neighbor and say, wait on God. Sit down. I'm coming. I ain't ready yet. Stay with me. Will y'all sit down, please? Sit down. Slap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I'm waiting on God. I don't need nobody in my life that God don't want in my space. Baby, I'm not looking for no friends. I'm looking for divine connection. If God don't want you in my life, I don't want you there. Amen. Amen. All right, sit down. I ain't ready. What time I got to be out of here? I'm all right. All right now, you know, if you know. All right. Okay. The difference of season in your life is connected to a person. I know my season has changed when my comfort changed. Never God's getting ready to bless me, he adds somebody. Never God's going to protect me, he subtracts somebody. Stay with me. So wherever I am in life, I'm there to cover the voice I decided to listen to. Sin came on the earth because he listened to the wrong voice. Are y'all with me here? So my sheep know my, and a stranger they won't find. So the job of the enemy is to keep whispering lies in your ear to cause you to listen to the wrong voice. Because we follow the voice that we hear. Are y'all still with me now? Now, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy, go down now, hurry up. Not all day. So, now look at it. How many of y'all ever hear me preach? Raise your hand. I don't know. Where y'all be? Raise your hand if this is your first time. Hold on, hold on. Man. So that means God just added somebody to your life. So if God just added a voice to your life, that's a sign he's getting ready to bless you. Am I making sense? All right, y'all with me now? Deuteronomy chapter 8. Y'all like to walk a lot in this church. There's a walking demon in here. Deuteronomy chapter 8. I don't know my face. I don't like all that walking. You know, you got to go to the bathroom. You do that before you come to church. That's what I was taught. Amen. Hold that bladder. Hold it. Amen. That's what I was taught. They taught us go to the bathroom before you come to church. I ain't care if you're old or young. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10,000 years old. Didn't make no damn mind. They made you hold your bladder. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's when you had real ushers. That's when you tried to usher, sit your little hips down somewhere. How many people remember them ushers that used to come get the gum out your mouth? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Deuteronomy chapter 8. When you have it, say, I got it. How many people here got your Bible? You got your, some of y'all got in your phone, got in stuff, got your word. Hold it up in that. Say, life is in the word. Everything I need is in this book. If I follow, come on, if I follow the instructions of this book, I will live in plenty all the days of my life. Did it not? You see that Bible you hold? Everything you need is in it. I say everything you need is in that book. If you follow it, if you believe it, you can't help but be blessed. You ready? Now, how many of y'all? You might want to leave now. I'd rather have a church with two people that want to do something than 500 of y'all that don't do nothing. But it don't take a lot to get nothing accomplished. The mathematics of the kingdom is one can chase 1,000. Come on, talk to me. Two can chase how many? That means three can chase 100,000. That means four can chase 1,000,000. That means five can chase 1,000,000,000. Are y'all getting that? So where two or three gather in my name, he said, I'm in the midst of it. And then he said, whatever you touch and agree on, he said, I'll do it. Let's try this. How many of y'all in here are saved? How many of y'all? Stand up. Now listen. How many of you are born again spiritually? The Lord told me the other day in the room, he said, son, most of my people are born again spiritually, but they're not born again financially. Oh, I'm preaching here. There has been a rebirth of your sin nature, but there's not been a rebirth of your consciousness as it pertains to you being blessed. Luke 14 said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. The first thing that God sent Jesus to, he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the who? Paul. The first people that Jesus was to preach to was the poor folk. Stay with me here. Why? Because God wanted them to know, you ain't got to be poor no more. Stay with me. Now, the job of the enemy is to make you save enough to be miserable. So you come to church, you dance, you shout, you fall out, you jerk, you speak in tongues, but you have no victory in your life. You're dancing, you're shouting, you're screaming. But when you get up off the floor, can I borrow $20 to get to the, I need some gas. Shouting. But can't put gas in your car. Y'all ain't shouting no more. You shouting, speaking in tongues, but struggling from paycheck to paycheck. But come to church. Oh, he's a provider. But why he ain't providing for you? Come on, talk to me. He's a provider. He's a way maker. That's what you say. But if people was to look at your life, they can't tell. You're saved, but you got to ask your unsaved family for money. Y'all ain't shouting no more. Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the what? Well, if God don't want you getting their counsel, he sure don't want you taking their money. See, you ain't going to have to ask for their money. He says the wealth of the wicked is laid up. I shouldn't have to go ask for it. There's going to come a day where God's going to transfer it. Are y'all with me? Now, how many of y'all believe God wants you to have some money? Raise your hand. Y'all ain't going to be honest. But how many of y'all are tired of being saved, speaking in tongues, filled with the Holy Ghost, falling out, and broke? See, I can't help them because they don't want to be honest. See, I can't help them. They don't want to be honest. What church has done, the church has made us feel bad about having money. The preacher can have money. He can drive in Bentleys and Rolls Royce and Mercedes. He can have a nice car. But the minute you start getting one, you got to make sure your heart right. Don't get too caught up in the money. Well, you got a car and you ain't caught up in the money. Why can't I have one and not be caught up in the money? God don't mind me having money. He just don't want the money to have. Am I getting on y'all nerves? I need you here. And you mean this? If you don't mean this, I promise you, you and your friends everywhere. I ain't looking for nobody to preach. My heart of the truth. I do not preach to live. I live to promise right. Let's try, look at that person next to their neighbor. Something got to change. See, the neighbor you're talking to, they not desperate enough yet. So you need to find you somebody that's sick of being where they at. Because if you ain't tired of being there, I ain't talking to you tonight. Stay there with your broke self. It don't make me no never mind. Look at the burden that these days. Something got to change. I can't keep living from paycheck to paycheck. I can't keep on struggling all my life. I can't keep on saying God gonna make a way, and I'm waiting on my pie in the sky. The devil is a liar. I want my pie down here. All right? Us black folks. Us black folk, especially, when we came out of slavery, we thought the only peace, joy, happiness we could have was in the sky. We thought we had to wait to get to heaven. That's why they sung some freedom. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Only thing they could talk about was heaven. Because they had experienced so much turmoil on earth. See them being happy down here. But Jesus said, no man have given up mother, father, sister, brother, houses and land. He said, will I not bless in this life and in the life to come? God said, you ain't got to wait to get to heaven to live in your mansion. Talk to me in here. I'm going to live in my mansion down here. God said, I give it to you. Hold on. But there's a price tag. He said it's going to come with persecution. Now, most of y'all can't handle being blessed because you're concerned about what people are going to think of you. But, baby, I don't care what you think of me. Don't dislike me. Get like me. Y'all ain't talking to me. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, don't dislike me. Get like me. Stay with me. The only people. Are y'all listening? The only people that get upset with folk that have money are the ones who ain't got none. I'm about to preach. Lay hands on yourself. Say, the anointing I respect is the anointing. Come on. Is the anointing I attract. The anointing you respect is the anointing you attract. The anointing you respect is the anointing you attract. The anointing you respect is the anointing you attract. What do you mean? I can't talk about Benny Hinn and expect to be healed. I can't, y'all ain't gonna like this. I can't talk about Creflo and expect to have money. Because whether you like him or not, God has given him an anointing for finance. So if I respect his anointing, I attract his anointing. Because anybody who's doing something I ain't doing knows something I don't know. Come on, come on. Am I making sense? The anointing you respect. If I respect an anointing, it comes to me. If I disrespect an anointing, it moves away from me. So what I got to do is learn how to respect everybody's anointing. Whether I understand it or not, whether I agree with it or not, God has placed an anointing upon them. I got to respect it because when I respect it, I give that anointing power to operate in my life. You can't talk about Brian Kahn, the prophetic, to be in your life. You can't talk about Bishop Jake and expect to have a preaching anointing. Because the anointing you respect is the anointing you attract. Are y'all still with me here? So the job of the enemy is to keep you always fighting people who could give you the answer. The small churches are the only ones we talk about the big churches. Now, if they had 20,000 members, they wouldn't be talking about it. You want to know why they're talking about 20,000 member church? Because they got 20. See, y'all don't want to be honest, but it's the truth. The small church talk about the big church. The big church don't talk about the small church because the big church don't even know the small church exists. So what we do is the enemy will make you be a sanctified hater. Saying, hating on other people.
My. Wow. So we have to come to an end tonight. I'm telling you guys, he just blessed me tremendously, and every time I listen, I get a chance to listen to Prophet Brian Carr. Because I don't know if you guys are familiar, but back in January I made a video, something the Lord had given me concerning prophets in this time and speakers and things that God is doing and things that he's removing. Amen. That's why you guys have been hearing me talking about lately and hashtagging everywhere the new wineskin movement, because some preachers don't want to hear it, but I'm telling you, it really don't matter. Because if you read the word, when God wants to do a thing, there is no holes barred on it. So I'm so excited. I can't get the sound to pull back up, but it's okay. So I hope you guys were really blessed. I hope you guys took some good notes, glory to God, because I'm one of those people, when I'm sitting in front of someone who really has a word from God, not some kind of rehearsed word, not something that they heard from somebody else or went to some kind of sermon and re-preached, not none of that mess, but a real word from God, you want to take notes and things of that nature. Listen, I love you with the love of the Lord, and so I still have my son here in the studio tonight, Jarrell Coleman, and he's going to close us out. But listen, we're in a time and a season, and God has been speaking to me greatly, so I'm going to give you guys this. We're in a time and a season that you need to have a notebook and a pen right by your bed. When God is speaking to you, when God is showing you visions, if you think you heard God, you need to write it down. Because as a prophet, I'm talking to people, and I'm realizing this. Oh, you are hearing from the Lord, but they are in these dead places and under these old wineskin people, and they are not moving out. And people trying to keep them hindered with saying things like, well, wait on God to do this, or wait on God to do this. You know, God is already moving. And some of you, I'm telling you, you are wasting a lot of time. Jesus was sitting here to us to move in his ministry at 30, and by 33, he gave his life to the Lord. So some of you, God been using you since you were 17, and you're in these dead places, and you're like 45 now, and they still trying to, you know, keep you bound and keep a bondage on your neck telling you, wait on Lord, and you are missing your time, and you are missing your moment. I'm just going to advise you, if you believe God telling you to stay where you are, then stay. But I'm telling you to get around people who can really hear from the throne of heaven, who don't have a recycle or a rehearsal prophetic word, but a real rhema word for your life. Why? Because we are in a season where God is using people who are not fearful, who are not traditional, and who are not stagnant. God is using people who just have an open mind to his word. Let's be out the box, but let's not be out the word. But people who have a prayer life at home, you know how to get in God in your own time. Amen. You can get a prayer through for someone else, then demonstrate it in the church. All that old stuff that have been demonstrated, nobody's impressed anymore. You know why? Because a lot of stuff have come in, glory to God, through the gates, because folks have been pretending all this time. Yeah, I said it. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, he's ready to use some of you like never before, because you are the next whomever. I don't want to say a name, because you are the next whoever God have called you to be. And we're in a time and we're in an age where people want to want to experience that. I'm telling you, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Let me just say this, for what God wants to do in this season, unless you have really been in God's face. I'm telling you, oh my God, I have been trying to prophesy this and just speak this. I have been preaching so many places, not just on Sundays and Wednesdays, but, you know, on invited services, and I'm thankful because I haven't even told everybody about everything I've been going to. But people just saying, you know, prophet, what is God doing? What is God saying? Here's what God's saying. God is saying we are in the new wineskin movement. What that means is you got to know his voice. You got to pray for yourself. You got to know what God is saying. You got to be accurate. Your lifestyle got to be holy, and your lifestyle got to be right. God is not trying to reveal your mess, but the only people that's going to move in this season into greatness is those who really live a consecrated life unto God behind the scenes. And those are the ones he's going to use openly. Glory to God. So listen, we're going to be out tonight. I'm going to let my 11-year-old son, Jarrell Coleman, I'm training him, amen, amen, when it comes to broadcast. And I know God is going to use him in greater measure. Go ahead, Jarrell, tell them.
We thank you for tuning in tonight on TKD Global Radio and broadcast. Join us again on Monday.
So join us again on Monday. We love you. Glory to God. Have a blessed night. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. In Jesus' name, amen. TKD, the kingdom, big sis. Good night.